In Libya today, rebels are still fighting with forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi in his hometown of Sirte. But to the west, in the capital of Tripoli, the rebels are firmly in control, and residents are starting to venture back into the streets. What they are finding, though, is a humanitarian crisis. The few food stores that are open have empty shelves, hospitals are overflowing, there's little running water and only occasional electricity. NPR's Jason Bobian has the story from Tripoli.
Life in the Libyan capital grows more difficult by the day as residents scramble just to get basic supplies such as food and water. The city's tap water normally comes from what Muammar Gaddafi touted as the eighth wonder of the world, the Great Man-Made River. The system channels water from deep wells in the desert to Tripoli and other parts of western Libya. But this system has been down now for more than a week. Neighborhood residents have started hauling in water in tanker trucks and distributing it outside mosques and parking lots, and sometimes just in the middle of the street. In the Zawiyat Admani neighborhood near downtown Tripoli, a gaggle of boys and young men filled plastic bottles, buckets, and wash basins from the back of a truck. Mohammed Alifa, wearing a shirt in the green, red, and black colors of the rebel movement, was among them.
We can live without water, we can live without electricity, we can live without food, but we can't live with Gaddafi.
A few food shops started to reopen today, but many of their shelves were already stripped of supplies. One man said bottles of water are being resold on the street for five times their normal price. The International Committee of the Red Cross just ferried in medical supplies on a boat to help restock the capital's beleaguered emergency rooms, and UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has warned of the urgent need to restore order in Tripoli so as to avert a humanitarian disaster. Some residents may be accepting the difficult situation as the cost of ousting Gaddafi, but others imply that the rebels are to blame and need to fix it. Khalifa Tabib, sitting outside a mosque, says people right now need just about everything, but there are critical shortages of food, water, medicine, and fuel. Tabib says the leaders of the rebels' Transitional National Council, or TNC, must move immediately from Benghazi to Tripoli, get out to the Great Man-Made River, and figure out what is wrong. The rebels, however, are only beginning to consolidate control over the capital. Neighborhood militias are manning checkpoints in the streets, and with the ousted Gaddafi government on the run, aid groups say it's difficult to figure out who they should coordinate with to provide humanitarian assistance. On the streets, rumors are rampant that the retreating Gaddafi troops poisoned the city's water supply or blew up key parts of the infrastructure. There are conflicting explanations even from the TNC as to what's going on. A spokesman for the rebels in Benghazi says the TNC did shut off the water to check if it had been poisoned. But Mohammed Amish, with the Tripoli Organizing Committee of the TNC, says the answer is far simpler. He says due to power outages, about 300 wells in the desert south of Tripoli went offline.
The engineers there were not able to go back to reset the wells due to the fact that the Gaddafi forces have came to that area and taken their vehicles. So they threatened them with their weapons and so on. And so the engineers are afraid to go back to the wells to reset them, as well as they are not able to move around because there is no vehicles to do so.
Whatever the explanation for the water crisis, Amish says once the pumps are switched back on, it will take a couple of days before water will reach the capital. He says the rebel leadership is trying to organize a force to go secure the wells, but it's unclear how long that will take. What is clear is that the Libyan capital is going to be without tap water well into next week, at a minimum. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tripoli.